We interrupt this program with some more breaking news. In the same short few sad days that the world has lost David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and Eagles founder Glenn Frey, Ted Nugent continues to be alive. That's Ted Nugent, still alive. Ted Motor City Madman Nugent, still alive. And now, back to the program.
All right. For your bonus 6 minutes, we're going to go for some old-timey, revolution-y music. This is Woody Guthrie.
We'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do. Well, I'm going to tell you fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
Was a TV massacre. Today, my body was a TV massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits, filled enough with statistics to counter measured response. So I perfected my English, and I learned all my UN resolutions. I perfected my English, and I learned all my UN resolutions, but still, he looks me straight in the eyes and asks me, Ms. Ziada, wouldn't everything be resolved if you Palestinians would just stop teaching so much hatred to your children? Pause. I look inside of me for strength to be patient. I look inside of me for strength to be patient. But patience is not at the tip of my tongue as the bombs drop over Gaza. Patience has just escaped me. Pause. Remember to smile. Rafif, you're on camera. Remember to smile. Remember to keep it together. Pause. We teach life, sir. We teach life, sir, after they have occupied the last sky. We teach life, sir, after they have built their settlements and their apartheid walls. After the last skies, we teach life, sir. But today, today my body was a TV'd massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits. And they need a hook. They tell me every journalist needs a hook. They need a personal story, just a human story. How about you give us a story of a woman from Gaza who needs medication, just medication. Shh, we're not speaking about that word occupation. Shh, don't mention that word apartheid, just medication. How about you give us a story of a woman from Gaza who just needs medication? Maybe she can be pretty. Maybe she can speak English without an accent. Just a human story. A human story. This is not political, you see. How about you? How about you? Do you have enough bone broken limbs to cover the sun? Hand me over your dead. Hand me over your dead and give me the list of the names, but make sure that it's in 1,200 word limits. Today, my body was a TV massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits. It was made to hook those that are desensitized to Paris blood, but they felt sorry. They felt sorry for the cattle over Gaza, so I give them statistics and UN resolutions, and I speak their language. I give them statistics and UN resolutions, and I speak their language. We condemn, we deplore, we reject, we condemn, we deplore, we reject. These are not two equal sides, occupier and occupied. These are not two equal sides, colonizer and colonized. And 100 dead, 200 dead, 1,000 dead. I recount, I recount, I recount. remember to smile, not exotic. And I recount, I recount, I recount. 100 dead, 200 dead, 1,000 dead. 100 dead, 200 dead, 1,000 dead. Is anyone out there?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell sometimes, isn't it? That was Rafif Ziada with We Teach Life. And we started off with Fascists from Woody Guthrie. And that's it for the show this week. Make sure to drop a check off with your favorite public radio station, because they need it. We need it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.